This is Retire South Shore Radio, a weekly program designed to educate you on all your retirement options and introduce you to Mark Rolette, founder of South Shore Retirement Services. For the latest on free seminars, to obtain a report, or to set up a consultation, please visit RetireSouthShore.com. Retirement services and real-world retirement solutions. Looking at the whole picture to design a complete strategy, including retirement planning, Medicare decisions, and legal documents. Now, here's Mark Rolette and your host, Jordan Rich.
Hello again, and welcome to another edition of Retire South Shore Radio. I'm Jordan Rich with Mark Rolette, founder and president of South Shore Retirement Services. And let me just open up my belt a notch. It's been a weekend of feasting, and I hope you've had a wonderful Thanksgiving weekend yourself.
I almost had to be rolled out of Lauren's cousin's house. We went down there with, there was 23 people they were hosting, and I think actually with the amount that I consumed, it was probably like 26 people, but it's a great time of year. The thing about it is that the Thanksgiving dinner in America is the same as the Christmas dinner in Ireland. So it kind of makes me feel like I'm having Christmas dinner, but then Christmas, which we'll talk about in a few weeks, then we generally don't have the same dinner. So I never adjusted to that with all of the years that I've lived here.
So. Fact of the matter is you look like you're in fighting shape, so I'm not going to beat you up on any of that, Mark. Anyway, we hope everyone has enjoyed a much better time this year with family and friends. And here today, we're going to again provide solid advice and help and guidance and things to keep an eye out for and mistakes to avoid so that you'll have a better and happier retirement. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, I mean, you've always heard the conversation before in anything in life, and people have been like, oh, I did this or this happened and I wish I'd gone in a different direction, or I wish I tried some other alternative, or I wish I hadn't bought that car. So when it comes to retiring and if it comes to your money, what I was going to talk about is mistakes that people make and how you want to try to avoid them. The benefit of, you know, South Shore Retirement Services and firms like ours is that having gone through retirement hundreds of times with people, we can help you avoid things before they actually get to the point that you're like, oh my gosh, this is going to happen. We can just completely avoid it prior to it even becoming an issue for you. So I just wanted to kind of talk about things that people sometimes do as they're getting into retirement, up to retirement, and then throughout retirement, and then how you should potentially think about them and try and avoid them.
Smooth and steady, as the saying goes, wins the race. And when it comes to things like this, if you have enough lead time, and that's what we're talking about, by doing the proper strategic and planning and so forth, you can really have a much smoother sail. So what's top on your list in terms of mistakes to avoid this time of year?
And it seems like something that I would not say, but deferring taxes. Deferring taxes, it sounds fantastic in theory, right? You know, you put money into your 401k, you get a tax deduction for it, or your 403b, or whatever your plan is that you have at your job, or if you're self-employed. But you have to think about what are the long-term costs associated with that. And I'm not telling people to not fund your retirement accounts and put money away. I do it for myself, and I do it for Lauren in the 401ks we have through the company. But you just want to make sure that you know what you're actually saving now and what you actually might end up paying in the future. Things like, you know, the obvious ones of required distribution that you have to start taking money out. But to simplify it even further, let's say you're in a 22% tax bracket, right? A federal tax bracket, and you're getting closer to retirement. So maybe you've saved enough money, but you want to continue to be able to take tax breaks and you don't have the usual stuff. So you're not itemizing, you're not doing those types of things. So maybe you just say, you know what, we're going to put more money into our 401k plan. We're in the 22% tax bracket. And based on your retirement analysis, you're going to maintain in the 22% tax bracket in retirement. What if that tax bracket goes up? You know, it's 22 now, it's 20 something later. It's most likely the taxes are going to go up. So not only are you, you know, maybe getting that break, putting the money in, but then you're going to pay more taxes on the other side. Now, it can be different for people who are further away from retirement. But if you're within 4, 5, 6 years of retirement, then, you know, you don't have enough time to justify the interest that you'll make on the taxes that you haven't paid yet. It's more, we got a 22% break on this, but now the rates have changed and now we're paying 24, 25 or whatever the new number is going to be in the future. We want to try and help people avoid that. And through our strategies and our plans that we put together, we can kind of show people, all right, based on the tax buckets that you have enough money saved to do X, Y, and Z. Maybe we want to not have the tax deduction now. We want to take the burden of the taxes now, because then you'll never have to pay taxes on that money again.
Procedurally too, Mark, let's talk about the all hands analysis approach, which is the key to success at South Shore Retirement Services. This enables you and your organization to chart a course for people, to use the nautical term. Talk a little bit about the all hands analysis approach here.
Well, I mean, as you know, and as many of our listeners know, we're in the business of the money side of things. I mean, that's what we do. We help people structure their monies in such a way that they can supplement their Social Security. And if they have a pension, great. But they want to make sure that they're able to maintain the income level or the lifestyle that they want in retirement. And that's paramount. But it's not just about that. We want to make sure that we're able to help them grow their money. We want to make sure that their monies are positioned in such a way that they can continue to make money when things are good, stay in front of inflation, which is key, and have options for, you know, unexpected expenses. And it happens all the time. I have clients that, you know, fund unexpected expenses. Hey, we just bought a house, we bought a second home, or, you know, the not fun ones are the water heater blew, something that throws you out of your monthly budget. You need to have money available there. The tax side of things, which we spend a lot of time giving people tax strategies. Obviously, we can't give them tax advice, but that's why we have Karen and her team who can, making sure that they're able to maximize the brackets that they're in if that's advantageous for them, so they don't wait and wait and wait and all of a sudden they lose control and they're in a higher tax bracket through no fault of their own, really through just being great savers, but they don't have control anymore. Then we'd look at it from the Medicare perspective, you know, making sure that people are able to transition from group health insurance to Medicare and making sure they have the right supplemental plan. And I can tell you story after story of clients who come in and they say, it's so overwhelming. You know, I don't know which Medicare Part B is relatively easy to sign up for. It's the supplemental plans. It's confusing. You don't know what you should have. And you don't want to find out at a time that you didn't have the right thing when you actually needed to have the right thing, if you know what I mean. So we want to make sure that we address that. Stu Millard is fantastic with the clients, who he basically helps them and takes the guesswork out of what they should be doing. And then tying everything up in a bow, you know, retirement, money, tax strategy, tax structure, health insurance, everything can be done and squared away. But it can all go out the window if you don't have the right legal documents and estate plan in place. And everyone has an estate. Doesn't matter if you're a Rockefeller or if you have, you know, just Social Security, a pension, and you have a house. You still want to make sure that everything's directed to the people that you want it to go to after you pass away. So the low cost $399 legal documents that we offer for the entire estate plan have been really well received, and we want to make sure that people get those things done. That's absolutely the all hands analysis.
Absolutely. And by the way, there's a need probably right now for you to get a question answered. I'm supposing that that's the case as you listen to shows like this. There is a very easy option, and it's called the 15-minute no obligation strategy call. And I'll tell you how you can set up one of these calls with members of the All Hands Analysis team. No obligation whatsoever. But if you're interested in one particular aspect that affects you and you just need to get that answer because it's been gnawing at you, then don't delay. Call 781-836-4214. We realize we're broadcasting on the weekend, so leave a message. Somebody will definitely get back to you first of the week. Or you can simply go to RetireSouthShore.com, the website here, and chart a particular time for that phone call. It's so easy, a couple of clicks and you're in. It has helped so many people in so many different ways. So that's a terrific option. 781-836-4214, setting that up. So just wanted to make that mention. So let's continue. We have a little time left in part one of today's program. Deferring taxes, always an important question. You point out the reason why it might not always be the best idea. What's another big major stop sign we should take a look at?
Well, it's along the same lines, you know, neglecting year-end tax strategies and doing some planning with, you know, coming up towards the end of 2021, things that maybe you want to consider doing to help alleviate or eliminate or reduce your overall tax liability for the rest of your life. And you don't want to miss out on these opportunities. People think, you know, April 15th is the general deadline for getting all the tax stuff done, but it's not. I mean, for the lion's share of the things that we do, December 31st is the deadline. So you can't go back and say, oh, I wish I'd taken this money out in the beginning of April. It doesn't work that way. So again, Karen and her team are fabulous with helping people do the filings. We have a great job of being able to, you know, structure some of the software we have to help people look at from a proactive approach of if you do this, this is what will happen. So some of the ideas as to how you maybe things you should be thinking about is, you know, some of the stuff is, you know, most people take a standardized deduction that we meet with. But maybe depending on what you got going on, it might make sense just to take 1 year and bunch up a bunch of itemized deductions that might have staggered over or basically were 12 months apart, but within the same tax year, and actually itemize your deductions. One example is, if you're charitably inclined and you make charitable contributions, maybe look at making them, maybe not this year because I'm just saying it now, but make your deduction or your charitable contribution January 1st and then make the next one December 31st. That way you can put them both together in the same tax year. For business owners, sometimes business owners look at it from the perspective of they're coming up towards the end of their, you know, their year and they've done really well and they're renting an office space. So maybe they want to prepay their rental income for the following year and be able to give themselves a bigger deduction. A lot of what we look at doing, and again, Karen does a really good job of helping clients with this, is what's called tax loss harvesting. So it's you know, trying to look at, you know, some of the accounts that you might have outside of IRAs that maybe have losses and other ones that have gains and offsetting one off the other. I think, you know, again, we would utilize Karen from this perspective. I think whoever's listening, if you don't end up calling us, make sure you consult a tax professional before you do anything to make sure that it's right for you or just pick up the phone and give us a call and we can tell you, all right, well, maybe you should be doing this. And if we do it in this fashion, this is the actual net cost to you. It's the nice thing about sitting down with people in our office. It's that we're able to simulate things before you actually pull the trigger. And too many people go, you know, to get their tax preparation done. And they've already done it, right? They've already taken the money out. So there's really not a lot of options there. That's just preparation as opposed to actually strategies and then ultimately planning it through a CPA firm. So I think neglecting your year-end planning, and this is a perfect time of year to not do that because it's not the end of the year yet, but it's getting close. And looking at what you should be doing and when you should be doing it is so important right now.
We've got much more to talk about on these related subjects. We'll do so with Mark when we return. You're listening to Retire South Shore Radio.
You may think you'll be paying less in taxes in retirement, but what if that isn't true with the national debt out of control, approaching $30 trillion? It's safe to say we're all going to be paying for it. If you're about to enter retirement, you may have accounts that have not yet been taxed. It's time to strategize just how to make the most of your hard-earned savings. Here's Mark Rolette, founder and president of South Shore Retirement Services.
Consistent returns are critically important during your retirement, but I would argue that tax management and tax strategy is equally as important. It's not just about reducing your tax bill this year. It's about minimizing and being smart with your total lifetime tax bill, and that takes preparation.
Schedule your free 15-minute strategy call today and get helpful answers to your retirement questions. Visit RetireSouthShore.com. That's RetireSouthShore.com.
Hello again. Welcome. It's Jordan Rich here, along with my good friend Mark Rolette, the president and founder of South Shore Retirement Services, the captain of the ship. The ship consists of a crew, and I use the nautical illusion because it's fun. The all hands analysis.
You do it more than I do.
I do because I love it. I'm a big fan of the ocean and sailors and Popeye and all that. But seriously, it's the all hands analysis approach that has worked out so well for the firm and for the clients. So again, as we get closer and closer to the end of the year, I can't believe it's almost here. We're reminding people about things that they should think about, mistakes to avoid, and the good news is there's time. And if you just relax, take a breath, and let the professionals, whoever they may be, work with you, there is time. So let's continue on that road.
Yeah, I mean, you know, again, to go off of people, it's like when you have a headache and you go on WebMD and all of a sudden you're completely panicked that you have something significant wrong with you when all you needed maybe was a glass of water and an Advil. So in that theme, people talk all the time about, you know, ignoring long-term care costs, meaning, you know, nursing home type costs if somebody were to get sick. and the healthcare costs in the future. And some of the information that, quite honestly, and I'm in that business, that I've read is terrifying, right? You know, statistics as to how many people based on, you know, your age 65, what the probability of one person in a couple getting sick is, how much the approximate cost per person is in the hundreds of thousands of dollars. And it's massively overwhelming to the point that it might make you, you know, just completely frozen in doing anything. I think you have to look at it from a couple of perspectives. Look at your own health. I mean, not that something unusual couldn't happen, but look at your own health and look at what your family history is, and understand what's your probability as opposed to the nationwide probability. Having said that, then, you know, most of our clients are in New England, Florida, California, places that are not terribly inexpensive to live, quite honestly. So if something like that were to happen, if somebody were to get sick, what do you do? How do you make sure that it doesn't completely annihilate and wipe out all of the money that you've saved over the last 30 or 40 years? Because all you got to do is Google how much is a nursing home in Massachusetts, and you're probably not going to see anything less than $12,000 a month. And quite honestly, it's probably more $15,000-$16,000 a month. So I think in our strategies, what we try to achieve with clients is we try to look at, all right, number one, both of you are, you know, for a couple, both people are in retirement, both people have certain levels of income from other sources. Social Security is the big one. How much money do we need in order to supply you with the income that you need comfortably? Then we look at, all right, we need to have a cushion on the side. Then we look at the perspective of, all right, if you have to take money out of IRA accounts, required minimum distribution, and if any of that money is in excess of what you need, what's the smartest thing for us to do with it? It's very easy to go and buy long-term care insurance, assuming you can qualify for it. But the problem with long-term care, and it's wonderful if you have it, is that you don't know if you're going to need it, because you don't know if you're going to get sick, but you do know that you're not going to get the money back if you don't use it. So we try to look at it from the perspective of people have these, you know, generally have large 401ks, IRAs, that's generally people's largest liquid asset is their retirement plan. And A, they want to make sure that they're able to live off of it. B, they want to make sure that they pass it tax efficiently to their families. The problem is that the rules have completely changed in the last year or so with regards to how you leave that money. So what we try to do is there's lots of legal planning that you can do to try and help avoid having to pay that. But there's also things that you can do to have the resources, have the money available. You can use life insurance products that have accelerated benefits that function almost identically to long-term care. The benefit of that, it's not that it's less expensive, because it's not. It's that you don't know if you're going to get sick, but you do know you're going to die, unfortunately. So at some point, somebody's going to get that money. Because I say this, and I said it to you off the air and probably on the air, you know, you hear these people talking on the radio, much like myself, but they talk about, let us show you how to protect your assets from a nursing home. Let us show you how you won't have to pay anything for a nursing home. But the reality of that is that you're going on Medicaid and you're going to a nursing home if you protect all your assets, right? It's not an ideal situation. You don't work for 40 years with a goal that if something happens to you, that your loved one, your spouse, your husband or your wife is going to go off to a nursing home. You want to stay out of those places. I told you about my own mom. She has dementia, but she's home. Hopefully we're going to see her Christmas if COVID doesn't change anything for our travel plans. But she's home and they have care coming into the house, because that's what my dad wants. That's what we all want, is the ability to for somebody to remain comfortable without completely wiping out the other person's resources to live. So that's kind of how we would look at it, is excess money that you're not going to need, that inevitably is going to get taxed to you or to the next level, next generation. Maybe using that in a better way to cover that cost.
What you just did for me and the audience is more general, but it's kind of what people can expect when they meet with you or members of the All Hands Analysis Squad. And that is a clear, in English, understanding of what is happening, what could happen, and steps you can take. I keep coming back to communication, which is such an important part of all this, and the miscommunication. And your relationship over the years with clients, it grows beyond just facts and figures and numbers on a page. And
I mean, you know what? I mean, I think we have a really great business. I think we have a really great, you know, client base. And I've been fortunate to have been successful in this business. But it's not just about numbers. These are real people. And that sounds like I'm making that up, but they're real people. And they mean a lot to me. They've helped my family get to the point where we're at. And we've helped their families make sure that they can maintain their lifestyles. So I'm really, you know, you get a close bond with these people. And it's really important to me that if something were to happen, that we didn't leave any stone unturned. I think it's too, it's unfortunate that, you know, people lose sight of that sometimes in the investment and the retirement world, that they're just looking at it as a number, and it's not numbers.
Right.
You know, my clients are people that we see continuously to help them with their work, but we see them continuously, you know, when it comes to, you know, the personal side of things. I say this to every single person in the seminars, and I say it to every client. I always wanted to build a business where I would have clients that they would be the type of people that I would want to have a beer with, and they would want to have a beer with me. And over and above that, the type of client and relationship I want is, I want to be able to run into a client at Stop and Shop in like Norwell down the street on a Sunday morning and immediately, you know, burst into a conversation and not have to duck around the corner because you're anxious about what they might be thinking about what you did. So I've been fortunate to be able to build a business that way. Our clients have been wonderful with regards to, you know, how they would continuously, you know, meet with us and make sure that everything's on point and things are changed along the way. So that's the type of business that we have, and that's how we would help people. So this is just a good opportunity on the radio to be able to tell people, you know, various ideas. I want to give as much information out there. And I realize that I talk at a million miles an hour. I am trying to keep it as simple as possible for clients, but I love this. I'm so passionate about helping people and little bits of knowledge that we have in order to look at things from a slightly different perspective. It's not like we're saying we got some super duper, you know, savings vehicle that you can use that nobody else has, because everyone's got the same basket of stuff. It's just how you look at it, how you communicate it to a client, and how they understand what you're doing is for their best interest.
Right.
That's kind of what makes the community we have in our office.
And as we say over and over again, you're all unique. We are all unique. Our own case is our own case. So if you have a specific question that's been nagging you, I would suggest taking advantage of the 15-minute no-obligation strategy call. So you can call from anywhere, at home, in your slippers, and call this number to set it up, because they do schedule these things, and they're very helpful. Call 781-836-4214, 781-836-4214. Also, visit RetireSouthShore.com. You'll find out all about the 15 minutes no obligation strategy call. It's a great way to get direct help. You know, there's another thing that we've talked about at some point in the past, but it's so important above and beyond the money, Mark, and that's not forgetting to plan out how you're going to spend retirement. Not spend the money, but spend the time, right?
I think the money is obviously important because it allows you to do the stuff you want to do. But if you don't know what you want to do, that's a problem. And I think what we're both talking about is another issue that people, you know, make is that they have a goal date and when they want to stop working, but they fail to, you know, plan how they're going to spend their free time. And that's really important. You have to have something to retire to, as opposed to something to that you retired from. And yeah, you retired from your job, but you're retiring into the next chapter of your life. And the next chapter could be almost half of the book. People live a long time in retirement. We talked about it maybe earlier this year or last year about that, you know, to-do list in retirement, you know, putting together 100 things, big, small, medium. You know, a big one could be, we want to go to Italy. A small one could be, I want to run, you know, a 5K, or I want to do something like that. But list all these things out, sit down, and we talk to clients about it. You know, what are you going to do in retirement? It's not about money. It's about fulfilling and having fulfillment and having things that you are comfortable, passionate about, things that you give you a reason to get up in the morning and go and do something, because it's difficult. It's really difficult for people to transition from 40, 50, 60 hours a week to having all of that free time in retirement. And it can be, you know, it can create depression. It can create just a bad environment for people. If you're like, oh my God, I don't know what we're going to do. We're going to wait for the kids to come back from New Hampshire. They're coming in a month and a half. And you don't want that. You want to have your calendar full with stuff of, you know, things that you want to do. Obviously, you need to have the resources to do that. And that's why we'll help you. But make it that you have things that you're excited about doing and do them.
If we learned anything about the COVID lockdown, being in the house for several weeks or months even with our significant others, we realized it's important to make those strategic plans for the future. The future is brighter, and it will be a very important part of the move forward. Well, this is, as usual, been very, very helpful. We should remind people that if they go to the website, retiresouthshore.com, they can link to all kinds of things. There are webinars happening all the time. There are upcoming seminars. The holiday season is here, so it's a little different schedule. But there's also the podcast that you can download and the newsletter. So there are a lot of ways to get information. But I remind you about the 15-minute no-obligation call. Set that up at retiresouthshore.com and feel better about answering that question that's been bugging you for a while. So you're making plans now to head to the old country, the old sod, I guess.
Yeah, we have plans to go over in, I think, the 22nd of December, and we'll be back before the new year, or back on New Year's Eve. I just want to get over there. I haven't seen my mom and dad, you know, since everyone, everything changed. Yeah. We see them on FaceTime and whatnot, but, you know, with everything going on with mom, I want to try and get over there as much as possible, as quickly as possible. And my sister, who is a non-qualified physician, she's a physician by marriage, in that her husband is a doctor. So mm-hmm. Karen knows everything about everything, even though she's not actually a doctor. She's not hearing this, so they can make fun of her. She said that things are getting, you know, tighter again over there, and yeah. You know, places are closing. And she said to me the other day, she's like, I said, what do you mean everything's closing down? She goes, well, the nightclubs have to close at midnight. I said, do you really think that we're going to go to nightclubs? We're in our 40s. I haven't been to a nightclub in years. I said, I just want to get into the country, get over and see mom and dad, right, and see all you guys. So we're all, me and the girls are all really excited to get over there. So hopefully it's a success, and hopefully everyone is able to stay healthy and well heading over there. So I'm super excited to get over there.
Prayers for your mom and dad, and let's hope that all works out. Ladies and gentlemen, until we meet again, for Mark, this is Jordan saying have a great week. This radio show may contain concepts that have legal, accounting, and tax implications. It is not intended to provide legal, accounting, tax, or investment advice. By contacting our company, you may be offered information regarding insurance and fixed annuity products. Annuity guarantees rely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurer. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims-paying ability of the issuing company.
You've been listening to Retire South Shore Radio, a presentation of South Shore Retirement Services. For the latest on free seminars, to obtain a report, or to set up a consultation, please visit RetireSouthShore.com. Stay tuned for more real-world retirement solutions. RetireSouthShore.com. One of the biggest stressors when it comes to retirement is the obvious one. Will you ever have to worry about running out of money in retirement? A proper strategy with the help of the All Hands Analysis Team at South Shore Retirement Services can eliminate that fear and offer you peace of mind. Mark Rolette, founder and president of South Shore Retirement Services.
Nobody should have to worry about running out of money in retirement, but so many people do. Our approach is simple. Build a strategy that can give you consistent income while allowing your money to grow while times are good.
The all-hands analysis approach at South Shore Retirement Services will break down everything you need to have a stress-free retirement. They're ready to assist you with retirement income planning, investments and wealth protection, tax planning, health care, long-term care, and legacy and estate planning. Schedule your free 15-minute strategy call today and get helpful answers to your retirement questions. Just visit RetireSouthShore.com. That's RetireSouthShore.com.